Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you on Oilers Now. Fear inoculum from Tool to open today's show on this date on 2019. Fear inoculum entered the U.S. Hot 100 at number 93, becoming the longest song ever to hit the charts. It runs at 10 minutes and 22 seconds. I know I recall a drive down to Calgary for a rookie game against the Calgary Flames, yours truly, behind the wheel of my Brent Ridge Ford F-150. And Jack Michaels had not heard the song yet, so he let her rip. And he was like, wow, that's a great tune. So, absolutely. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Derek Scott, Brendan S. Scott with you. Oilers Now is presented by Digitex, buy or lease an XF Network Office Network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. It is quarterfinal day over at Rogers Place for the World Junior Championship. We'll head in quickly into NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Quarterfinal game number one taking place. Finland up 4-2 over Germany. There is approximately 10 minutes left in the third period. Later today, we will have Sweden against Latvia. The Swedes, an overwhelming favorite. That game to take place at 1:30 Edmonton time, 5 o'clock. I'm going to be heading over to the game. Canada against Switzerland. And later tonight at 8:30, the United States and Czech Republic. That is the four quarterfinal games for the World Junior Championship. We will tell you that a lot of the senior managers around the league are on a bit of a junket out in Europe right now. Several of them were in for the opening week of the World Junior Championship. It's a little bit quiet in terms of the movement around the National Hockey League at this stage. And Ken Holland said a week ago Monday on this show that things would pick up after Labor Day. On today's edition of Oilers Now, NHL insider John Shannon at 12:35. At 1:05 from the Cult of Hockey, David Staples with his perspective on things. And at 1:35 today, Edmonton Oilers assistant general manager Brad Holland, who is in town. In fact, he's in the building as we speak at Rogers Place, and he will join us in the final half hour of the show. Here's how you get a hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Get charged up for the summer. Bring your Players Club card to the venue and get a free River Cree portable charger. For more information, head to therivercreeresort.com. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I'm going to give you something to chime in on, 780-496-0063. The Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott, who is in triple duty today. He's at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Brendan will be hosting tonight's Inside Sport. He's just over at the Elks practice as we speak. Today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating and cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Again, quarterfinal day, Canada and Switzerland. Canada, a overwhelming favorite tonight. Thought what we do is head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. Specialized to work with your business. Outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. And you can text us at 780-496-0063. Do you think the Edmonton Oilers still need to add a little bit of depth? And if so, who? And you have to be realistic, right? Like Nazem Kadri. The Oilers don't have the cap space. Some people think Nazem Kadri is returning to Colorado. Some people think he's going to the Islanders. I will tell you that there are people out there that think the Calgary Flames are poised to step up and make a significant run at Kadri, though there was a belief that Kadri did not want to play in Canada at one time earlier in his career after his experience in Toronto. But what do the Oilers do? We're talking smaller pieces here, guys that are, barring a significant trade, we're looking at players coming in at, $900,000 or under. Who would you add? And you can text us at 780-496-0063. Jay Woodcroft was on Oilers Now on Monday. I asked him point blank, does he think the team still needs to add a little bit of depth?
I think those conversations are ongoing amongst the management group, of which I'm privy to and have had good conversations, obviously, with Ken and with Keith and Brad Holland. And, those conversations are out there. I think this is the quiet season when it comes to the hockey year. I think things kind of pick up towards the end of August, beginning of September, as teams are putting together the final touches on their training camps and who's coming and whatnot. And I think there might be some movement around the NHL late August or early September. But I think that's what you do. You make sure that you're continuing to peck away at your projects. You understand who's available, you're in constant conversations about ways to improve your team. And I think Ken Holland does a really good job of setting that tone. And the one thing I know, and he said it on your program, but he also says it to everybody, is that we're probably a month away from rookie camp beginning, 5 weeks away from NHL training camp beginning, and almost 7 weeks from opening puck drop of the new season. So he's a patient man, and I know he's doing his homework. So that's where we're at.
All right, 12-13 in Edmonton. Again, the Penticton rookie camp will feature four first-round draft choices for the Edmonton Oilers. 2019 first-round pick Philip Roberg, who spent most of last season with Bakersfield, did get 20-plus games in the NHL. He'll be there. Dylan Holloway, who missed the start of last year coming off of wrist surgery, will be there. And then the last two number ones, Xavier Borgo as well as Reed Schaefer, will be in Penticton as well. And speaking of Philip Roberg and Dylan Holloway, I asked Ken Holland, I'm sure you can find this for us, Ken Holland, could Broberg and Holloway end up cracking the team?
Broberg has now played 2 years in the Swedish League and 1 year in the American League, and he got his feet wet this year, and I think for the most part when he played, we were real happy with him. So we're giving Broberg every opportunity to make the team. I mean, he's probably going to have to play his way off the team more than play his way on the team. I thought he had a real good year in Bakersfield, obviously after the top five, right now as we speak, I'm not sure where Slater Koekkoek is at, and then we're into Broberg, Niemelainen, Lahtelainen, Desharnais, that competition. I mean, and Samarukov, and expecting one of those for sure to be on our team, one of those young defensemen. Holloway's going to be, it's a little more challenging with the signing of Janmark, Fogel is here as a left winger. Whether Nugent Hopkins plays left winger, if he goes in the center, then you got McLeod that can play left winger center. You know, obviously with the re-signing of Evander Kane, Hyman can play left wing. Hyman can play right wing. So certainly Dylan brings a provides a dimension of speed. He's 6'1" and size. But I want, as a young player, he'll be in Edmonton if he's going to be in the lineup every night. I don't want Dylan Holloway to be the 13th or 14th forward. In my mind, Dylan Holloway's fighting for one of 12 spots. And if the coach tells me after training camp that he wants him in the lineup on opening night, he'll be on the team. If he's going to be a healthy scratch, he can healthy scratch and play in the American League. And when we need him, we'll call him up. But these are the exciting decisions that we're going to have to make in training camp, because I think we've got some good young players. And I'm anxious to see where they're at. And Holloway and Broberg are two of them.
All right, there you have it. So that's going to be an interesting storyline, which really, for those guys, gets started in having a dominant performance in the rookie tournament, which is something I'm going to be looking forward to. 4 first-round picks going for the Edmonton Oilers. Again, you can text us on 780-496-0063. I will be getting to some of your texts momentarily, because I asked you, what should the Oilers do? I mean, what do they need to add as a small piece? What type of player? Do you have a player that you can suggest? We'll get to that with a couple more audio clips when we return on Oilers Now. Welcome back, everybody. It's 1218 at Edmonton. You can text us at 780-496-0063. And I asked you point blank what you could add. And it would have to be a small piece at this stage. You have to be realistic. We're looking at a player $900,000 or under. Dino Bambino says, Bob, I think the Edmonton Oilers are poised to make it to the final this year, but likely ultimately will lose. So Corey Perry would be a perfect fit, says Dino Bambino. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Jay says, I want Sam Gagne back badly. He's a little scrappy player who isn't afraid to go in the corners and take a hit to cycle a puck. He got better every year he was with the team, and I think he deserves to be an Oiler again and would be a great depth addition as a fourth-line guy who can eat 10 to 14 minutes a game. Well, last year, Gagne, it was interesting. He ended up in a situation where he finished sixth in the league in time on ice amongst forwards. Another texter, sixth in time on ice amongst forwards on the penalty kill. Sam Gagne, $850,000, good depth player later in his career. That one comes to us from Cade. Well, I don't even know it cost $850,000. For a lot of these guys, it just might be an NHL deal. It's $750,000. Terrence out of Speedy Creek says, I'd be all for bringing Gagne back and not opposed to bringing Russell back as an extra defenseman if the cash works. Bob, why haven't you mentioned Carter Savoy? Well, I've talked about Carter Savoy. I got him playing in the American Hockey League. Carter Savoy, and just so you know, just based on what Edmonton's at right now, and Oilers general manager Ken Holland a week ago Monday stated that no issues about Ryan McLeod. He'll be at training camp. I have McDavid with Kane on the left side and Hyman on the right side. Draisaitl with RNH and one of Puljujarvi or Yamamoto. Might be Puljujarvi, and then you end up with McLeod, Fogel, and Yamamoto. Those three kind of hang out together. As it stands right now, Shore with Janmark and Ryan, and then Nurse and CeCe, Kulak and Bouchard, Broberg and Barry, Campbell and Skinner. Those are the 20 players at the NHL level. They're obviously going to need another number seven defenseman and probably a 13th forward. On the farm, I've got McCaig with Holloway and Griffiths. Again, you heard Ken Holland's comment. Basically, Holloway has to play his way into the top 12. Hamblin with Benson and Borgo. Noah Philp with Carter Savoy and Raphael Lavoie. Lavoie has dealt with some minor injury issues. Malone, who's on an NHL deal with Cambites and Tulio. And then Esposito and McPhee, along with Cambites, are all on AHL deals in the American Hockey League. Samarukov and Desharnais, Niemelainen and Cam Cuckoo, who's on an NHL deal. He might ultimately be Edmonton's number seven defenseman. And Kesterling and then Caldas, Kielb, and Peters are all on AHL deals. Three goaltenders on NHL deals, not in slated to start the year in the NHL, will be Calvin Pickard, along with Noah Fante and Rod Rieck. So there you go. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Adding Gagné fills out our roster. Nice. Puts you in a situation, and this individual is going Kane, McDavid, and Hyman, Nugent, Hopkins, Draisaitl, Yamamoto, McLeod, Fogle, and Puljujärvi, Ryan, Janmark, and Gagné, Nurse and CC, Broberg, and Barry, and Kulak, and Bouchard. Tony says, Bob, I love your show. He texts us out of Saskatchewan. Would you have time for Zdeno Chara as a seventh defenseman? His toughness and leadership would be nice to have. I don't know if Chara at 45 would want to play in the West. He did play in Prince George in Major Junior. I have time, frankly, for a guy like Ben Harper, who is a player represented by Jeff Jackson, can fight a little bit, number seven defenseman. Matt says, Bob, I'd love to see Phil Kessel on the team. Gives us a good option on the right side with a guy who can still pump up the points. Also gives us a good right shot in the power play. Matt, what's interesting about Kessel, I think Kessel's looking for 1.5. So I think in order to get a Kessel, you'd have to make a trade. His goal totals were way down last year, and I think he's probably deserving for a little bit of a bounce back. Keith in Red Deer says, I want somebody who's willing to drop the gloves. Bob, I won't speak to as to who to add, but if they do pick up a vet, there's no way Holloway starts the season up here. There you go. Bob, I think the Oilers should trade a pick and get Jeffrey Vial out of San Jose is what Edmonton needs for a 12th or 13th forward. This text comes in saying, Bob, people need to get off that bandwagon. What bandwagon are we talking about here? Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bobby Oders tried to sign Sam Gagné, not a liability at all, and would be great with the young players in the room. This is a big reason I believe Yzerman wanted him there when they did the deal for Athanasiou. No, they wanted the 2 second-round picks. That's probably the one move Ken Holland's made where he'd like to have that trade back. It didn't have anything. Gagné turned out to be a bonus for Detroit in terms of how it all ended up working out. All right, one of the questions that came in and we were able to ask Edmonton Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft on Monday was about Darnell Nurse and Leon Draisaitl and a bit of an injury update. So here is Woodcroft and his expectations with Nurse and Draisaitl for the start of training camp.
I had breakfast with Darnell Nurse in Toronto last week. He seemed to be in good spirits. He had just come through
getting married.
Yeah, getting married. And he's working hard up in Aurora with the Gary Roberts group. He's skating. He's progressing. I didn't ask him if he's 95% or 100%, okay. But I think he feels good in where he's at in heading into our NHL training camp in 5 weeks. That's the impression that I got. I believe that Leon is healing along the same lines, that he's progressing. He's, you know, those guys are workaholics in the gym, and they're both on the ice. So I would expect to have both of them fully healthy for the start of training camp.
There you go. That is Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft. Meanwhile, the Oilers ended up getting Kaitor Yamamoto, 2-year deal. Yes, the Puljujärvi signed to a 1-year deal. Oilers GM Ken Holland.
Well, first off, obviously happy that we voided arbitration. Arbitration is never a healthy way to find a solution. You like to negotiate a solution. Part of getting deals done is having relationships with your players. So I'm happy we avoided arbitration. And obviously the arbitration process is based upon comparables. We were able to find a solution. So, we feel good about the numbers. I think the players feel good about what they've got. And, looking forward to getting to training camp and to see how we look.
All right. There you go. That is Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. Something is going to happen here at some point. We'll have to wait and see as to who exactly does get added. Andrew Cito out of Nelson, B.C., texting the show to say, Bobby, what about Darren Helm? Is he signed? He looked pretty decent in Colorado, and Holland knows him well. Well, the problem is he did re-sign in Colorado on the first day of free agency, July 13th. They ended up re-signing both Helm and Andrew Cogliano. We had Cogliano on a couple days after he ended up. We might have even had him signing that day. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, Kessel would solidify from Brandon out of Windsor. Kessel would solidify our right side. If they can play Gagné at 750, they can sure to heck afford Kessel at 1.5. Well, actually, they're so tight up against it that they might be. if Gagne's here at 750, that may result, as an example, in a guy like Devin Shore ending up in the minors. I'm serious about this. It might only be 750. Now, somebody made an interesting suggestion that I'll have to look to in terms of the bonus structure and the exact dates that Kessel turns 35. You can text us 780-496-0063. Cal from Gold Bar says, Bob, who do you believe is most likely to be moved out of the three? Puljujärvi, Barry, or Fogle? I would say the least likely is Barry, just because of Edmonton's situation on defense. They lost Duncan Keith. You know, there's a possibility all three of those guys can end up at play at some time over the next calendar year. Bob, what do you think about Rick from Red Deer has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. What about Connor Yamamoto? Do you think he can become a 70-point player? Is that possible? Thanks, from Rick and Red Deer. Ooh, I think that's going to be hard. I think if he's a 25-goal, 50-point player, that's an accomplishment. 70 points is a lot of points. So if he's lucky, becomes a 60-point player at some time during the course of his career. All right, one more quick clip to get to, and that involves Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft, because he sort of shed a little bit of insight on the possibility that Duncan Keith may be rejoining the Oilers, potentially in a role which will be defined at some later date, just taking a little bit of time. So here's Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft on Duncan Keith's potential involvement carrying forward in the Oilers organization.
You know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I think the plan was just to give Duncan a little bit of breathing room, you know, after his retirement, how emotional that ceremony was and for him and the organization. And I thought our organization did a phenomenal job of celebrating the career of someone of Duncan's stature. But I think it was, you know, to give him a little bit of breathing room. But, you know, I know that, you know, the door's open for him to be around our team and to have an impact in it. Different way, and he's someone, you know, as much as he is a Hall of Fame player, I think he's a Hall of Fame person as well, and as I said, his impact on our team, I felt, was profound.
It is 12:28 in Edmonton. We'll get to more of your texts during the course of the show. We're going to head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. When we come back, John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.